Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Singapore today signed 5 agreements on civil aviation, space, skill development, digital asset innovation, and green and digital shipping corridor. The MOUs were exchanged after the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "Both the nations share common concerns regarding terrorism." He said, "India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries." Mr. Modi said India and Singapore will continue to work together to advance the joint vision for cooperation with ASEAN and for peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
Southeast Asia क्षेत्र में सिंगापुर हमारा सबसे बड़ा ट्रेड पार्टनर है। सिंगापुर से भारत में बड़े स्तर पर निवेश हुआ है। हमारे रक्षा संबंध निरंतर मजबूत हो रहे हैं। पीपल टू पीपल संबंध गहरे और जीवंत है। आज हमने बदलते समय के अनुरूप एडवांस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, ग्रीन शिपिंग और अर्बन वाटर मैनेजमेंट जैसे क्षेत्र भी हमारे सहयोग के केंद्र बिंदु बनेंगे।
Later, both the leaders virtually inaugurated the JN Port PSA Mumbai Terminal BMCT Phase 2. Briefing media this afternoon, Secretary East External Affairs Ministry P. Kumaran said that the two leaders adopted a roadmap for comprehensive strategic partnership. He said the roadmap reflects the depth of bilateral cooperation and provides direction and momentum to it. BJP today hailed the next generation GST reforms by saying that these reforms will bring relief to every section of the society. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the consumers will benefit in a very big way with reduction in taxes on almost all items of day-to-day needs, pharmaceuticals, food products, textiles and footwear.
Consumers will benefit in a very big way with the reduction in taxes across the board on almost all items of our day-to-day needs. The amount of changes made in process and procedure will contribute also to the ease of doing business. These lower rates will support growth of demand and industry's scale of operation in the country will grow by leaps and bounds. Greater demand will lead to greater investment, greater jobs.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said the GST reforms will reduce healthcare costs and improve the lives of people. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said they reaffirm the government's commitment to the poor and middle class. Meanwhile, industry bodies have welcomed the next generation GST reforms, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, said the two rates of 5% and 18% will simplify refunds in MSME procedures. It also hailed the exemption of individual life and health insurance from GST as path-breaking. Union Food and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today flagged off mobile vans selling onions at a subsidized price of 24 rupees per kg in Delhi, Mumbai and Ahmedabad. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Joshi asserted the government is committed towards the welfare of the farmers and consumers. The Supreme Court today registered a suo motu case over the lack of functional CCTV cameras in police stations across the country. A bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta took cognizance of a media report stating that 11 people have died in police custody in Rajasthan during the first 8 months of 2025. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal gains today. Markets had opened on a cheerful note following announcement of next-gen GST reforms. Sensex rose 150 points to close at 80,718 and Nifty was nearly flat, adding 19 points to settle at 24,734. And that is the end of this news bulletin.